Macmillan Audio presents Pretending to Dance by Diane Chamberlain. Read for you by Susan Bennett. 2014. Chapter 1. San Diego. I'm a good liar. I take comfort in that fact as Aiden and I sit next to each other on our leather sectional, so close together that our thighs touch. I wonder if that's too close. Patty, the social worker sitting on the other wing of our sectional, writes something in her notes, and with every scribble of her pen, I worry her words will cost us our baby. I imagine she's writing, "The couple appears to be codependent to an unhealthy degree." As if picking up on my nervousness, Aiden takes my hand, squeezing it against his warm palm. How can he be so calm? "You're both 38, is that right?" Patty asks. We nod in unison. Patty isn't at all what I expected. In my mind, I've dubbed her Perky Patty. I'd expected someone dour, older, judgmental. She's a licensed social worker, but she can't be any older than 25. Her blonde hair is in a ponytail. Her blue eyes are huge, and her eyelashes look like something out of an advertisement in Vogue. She has a quick smile and bubbly enthusiasm. Yet still, Perky Patty holds our future in her hands. And despite her youth and bubbly charm, she intimidates me. Patty looks up from her notes. "How did you meet?" she asks. "At a law conference," I say, "in 2003. "It was love at first sight for me," Aiden says. I know he means it.